Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice. America's freedom-loving gun owners. Well, it's day 125, Anthony, Sergeant, Marine Sergeant Andrew Tamarisi, still behind bars in a Mexican prison for making a left turn.
Well, it hasn't affected Obama's golf game, though.
No, it hasn't.
He could give a shit about him. He's worried about all of these illegals in this country. He wants to make them all legal tomorrow. They're staying in hotels and resorts all over the country, including New Jersey. And
Ebola
they're bringing their scabies and Ebola whatever other diseases they have.
We do need infectious diseases. Yes. We import them.
It's funny, but even the left is pissed off at him over this.
Really?
The left is pissed off at him. Yeah.
At what?
Yeah. That he's allowing all these illegals to flood into the country.
What's wrong with that?
It's amazing.
You're a hater.
I am a hater.
You're just a hater.
I am a hater.
You're a hater.
Did you,
you
see
like
Lois Lerner's
people?
Emails calling conservatives assholes and crazies and terrorists and stuff?
That's great.
If anybody gets a chance, go on YouTube and look at Trey Gowdy's spanking of a professor they brought on to defend it.
Don't you just love this guy?
I love him. He just shuts everybody up. He's like, will you yield the floor? No, I won't. Shut up. Let's move on. So I guess your answer is no. He's answering for the guy because the guy's using political speak, you know?
But seriously, did you hear this guy? He sounds like a freaking cartoon character. Did you see him?
Yes.
He looks like Elmer Fudd.
Yes.
And he speaks like Elmer Fudd. It's like they went out of their way to get a cartoon character.
I don't trust.
We've got two ladies in the studio.
I don't trust anybody wears a sweater vest. That's male.
That's male.
And over 50.
And over 50.
If he lived next door to me, I'd move. Especially if I had kids. Listen, yes, we have two ladies in the studio.
In your opinion.
I'm saying it factually. We have Sandy Muldoon and Shari Spivak in the studio, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Shari, you lead off, please.
Okay. Longtime Gun for Hire alumni. Taking a lot of classes here with you guys. Became an instructor here with you, Anthony. Co-founder of the Second Amendment Women's Shooting Club with Sandy. We have a great club, a lot of members, a lot of great events, and thank you to you, Anthony, for hosting us here at Woodland Park Range.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, you're really sucking up to him, huh?
Sandy, well, I want to discuss it a little further. Sandy, go ahead.
Sandy Muldoon, also known as Irish Pete's wife.
Irish Pete's wife.
Yes.
That's my claim to fame. I'm Irish Pete's wife. I've been training with Gun for Hire for 3 years now. That's where I met Shari in a low-light, no-light class. We met in the dark, and she was the only other girl in the class. And we hit it off, and co-founder of SAW with Shari. And I think I've taken all of your classes multiple times.
I believe you have.
At this point.
These two women really downplay it, but they're like warrior souls because they've taken every class, and many times the classes were dominated with men, and they were the only women in the class, and they basically just kicked ass.
Kicked their ass.
But now, for like the past year and a half, Shari and Sandy have been spearheading SAW, which stands for Second Amendment Women's Group, and they have a Facebook page and they have a website, and we let them use Gun for Hire's Woodland Park facility to host their events, et cetera, et cetera. And they're also getting involved in IDPA and hunting and holster carry. I mean, these ladies are kicking ass. And they're the only ladies group that we let use our facility. And tell us, guys, first of all, give us the website and the Facebook so all our listeners will have it.
The website is sawshootingclub.com. And the public Facebook page is...
If you look up Second Amendment Women's Shooting Club...
You'll find it.
And on our homepage of our website is all the
links are there.
Okay.
Yeah, the links are there.
So these guys have a ton of events lined up, and membership is what, $25 a year?
$25 a year. Mm-hmm.
$25 a year membership, and they host an unbelievable amount of events and educational stuff, and they bring in speakers. I did a fashion show with them once, and they have...
What'd you wear?
Yeah. We had a show talk about holster carry and different ways to carry guns and transporting guns. This
female
is what
specific.
They do. Yes, female specific. You should have saw me in those size 15
pumps. We hope
pumps.
To do that again,
I know,
too.
Let's do it.
This winter.
They work out of this facility, and when they have larger groups that we can't fit, they use the facility in Belleville, my Belleville campus. So What do you guys have coming up soon that our listeners, because all of you guys that are listening should spend the $25 and sign your ladies up as a gift, and all of you women that are listening should just go online and sign up, mention Gun for Hire Radio. But what do you guys have coming up?
We have a self-defense seminar coming up August 13th. We're going to cover all topics related to self-defense, starting from situational awareness before you're even having a problem. And then we're going to do martial arts, a few four or five easy-to-learn techniques, pepper spray.
Sandy will be the test dummy, if you want, for the martial arts stuff.
Appreciate
Bill
that.
Said he would.
Yeah. Bill Fearon?
I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, nice. Take him down.
I said I could spray him with
He said we could spray him.
Yes.
We're going to light him on fire.
He puts it on chili dogs, so it doesn't really bother him.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
And what else you guys have coming up?
We also have a trauma class coming up, first aid for the range.
It's not all gun.
No, not at all.
It's not all gun. It's empowering women.
Exactly. Absolutely.
This is what it sounds like, and perpetuating the whole shooting sports and the self-defense and camaraderie. I mean, you guys have socials and everything. You have gun cleaning socials, barbecues.
We do. We've had
a lot of
fun.
They had a barbecue, too. Sandy, you didn't get invited. Oh, well, you did. I forgot to tell you.
Yeah, of course.
The ribs were good.
The ribs were
good, by the way, just so you know. Next time, I'll let you know the day after again.
Okay, thank you.
So what else, guys?
That.
Tell me. Because I want people to get excited about this. When Gun for Hire's new website is done, if I don't fire Matt, SAW will have a landing page on my site as well that will take you to the Second Amendment Women's site. What was the website again? Because I forgot it.
It's SAWShootingClub.com.
SAWShootingClub.com. Now, I'm going to go into a sponsor real quick because this is a perfect segue. Montville Executive Suites or MontvilleOffice.com is Ron Sousa owns it. And you can get fractional office space for as little as $59 a month. And we rent space out there, and a lot of people we know do. And Ron's a big supporter. And Ron sent me a message a few months ago. He came down here when the SAW group was doing something. And he was like, these women are wonderful. He's like, just whatever you can to help them out. So I said, well, I'm working on it, Ron. They're going to be using my place, et cetera, et cetera. But I just went up to see Ron because he just did an extension to his place, and he put a 70-person meeting room.
Wow.
And I would guarantee you, if you were to ask Ron if you could use his 70-person meeting room, talk about putting him on the spot.
Yep.
If you would, Ron, we need you to host a SAW event for the ladies that we can't fit here because we can only fit about 30 comfortably, 40 in the classroom here. Rather than going to Belleville all the time, you have that 70-person meeting room, so we're going to have a SAW event
Centrally located,
and all of our listeners and supporters get to check it out. And what I'd like to do is the night that these ladies set this up, if it's a ladies-only event, an hour earlier, I'll be up there with Ron and any men that want to come up and women and want to check the place out. And then afterwards, maybe we'll get a bite to eat or something while the ladies are doing their thing.
That sounds great.
How's that sound?
That sounds
awesome. So, Ron, you on the spot. Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com.
Consider it done.
Consider
it done. Yes. Thanks, Ron. make sure Luna's there. I'll bring Winston, too. So you guys have taken a ton of classes. And, Sandy, when are you going to roll the Bloomberg movie?
Segment two.
Okay. So we're going to talk about that a little more. But I love seeing women involved in the shooting sports. 4 out of 10 new shooters that walk in here are female. You see it now walking back and forth across the window. And you guys have been doing this for a long time, 3-4 years. I remember the first time I met Sandy. I remember the first time I met Shari when they came up into the Belleville facility. And I want to see more like that. And when I see you have the events here and I see 30 or 40 women show up, and these guys have plans. They're going to do urban classes, pistol, urban carbine, ladies only.
Yeah.
I mean, they did a couple of you guys did a ladies only in Cedar Grove, right? We did one in Cedar Grove. Were you guys there?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, you were there.
That was a few years ago.
Yeah, we're going to do ladies-only events for them. Anything that we can do, my facility is open for them, so they can do any kind of training and events. And that you're moving around, too. You just did an IDPA thing, right?
We did an IDPA in Hellertown.
Okay.
It was taught by two...
Where the hell is Hellertown?
Hellertown is... It's about 20 minutes into free America.
Oh, okay.
That's the border.
PA. Nice.
PA. Mm-hmm. It's not far from a Heritage Guild in Easton, that area.
So you did... how'd it go?
It went great. It went great. Everybody was very comfortable. I think women, a lot of times when it's something new, they're intimidated if the men are there and the men feel compelled to help them, even though they're all in a beginner class.
Yeah.
So it went really well. And
we should do a ladies only steal here.
Oh, I would love to.
Okay.
I would love to.
I mean, get with Rob and Jimmy and let's set that up. I think that would be a good idea.
And then we have a bunch of couples signed up for another intro to IDPA.
It's a couples event?
It's a couple. Mm-hmm. It's turning out to be a couples event.
Can I bring? Can it be alternate lifestyle too?
Absolutely.
Nice.
You and Sandy coming?
Yeah, I'm trisexual now. I'll try anything. So that this is
he has
wonderful.
To move and, on to other species now.
Because. And you're right. See, I did a good thing many, many years ago. I broke that macho crap in my training facility, and it doesn't exist here in the Woodland Park Range, but many places it still does, and women feel intimidated. And Sandy hit the nail right on the head. The guy knows less than the woman
right,
in the intro
and
class.
He's going to help.
But she's right.
He's compelled to help.
Let me show you how to do it, girlie. You know, and then it's Sherry's like, wait a minute. I just shot a better score than you on that last trial run, you know, knucklehead. And now you're over here, you know, because I have to, you know, ruffling my peacock feathers because I have to show you. You know, my tact is, listen, let the ladies have at it. You've heard me for years. I'd rather teach females from 16 to 96 instead of men all day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Women, I can trust them. If I tell a woman that's the safe direction, that's the safe direction. Okay? And guys question it. Well, why is that the safe direction? No, women just do it, which is a beautiful thing. You hardly ever read about a female having an accident with a firearm.
You're right.
True.
Why is that?
You're absolutely right.
We follow directions.
Yeah,
correct.
We follow directions very well.
Correct.
Dude, speaking of that, last Tuesday when I was at the trap club, I shoot trap every Tuesday afternoon. And there happened to be a woman there who happens to be one of the state women's champions mm-hmm. in trap shooting. And same thing just transpires. There's this idiot who comes all the time who really thinks he knows how to shoot.
He's going to fix her game.
And he's going to fix it. Mm-hmm. And he's giving her pointers. Oh, it's a nice gun you got there, he says to her. So he's giving her pointers on how to see. I think your stance is off. And then she starts to shoot and wastes him.
Wait, that's perfect.
You know, I stole one of their ideas. They had a cupcake sale here to raise money for James Kalita's Legal Defense Fund. And we had a cupcake sale here two Saturdays ago. We raised $1,400, and then I matched it, and we sent it to ANGRPC for Operation Strike Force. So that was a good one because that was – and I stood in the hallway, same thing as the last one, guys. Everybody that walked by made them buy cupcakes.
I would have sent Molly to stop the crowd. Wait,
yeah, last time Sandy had her daughter here, her daughter was stopping the people as they were walking in and out. She was putting her arms straight out, and she's all of what, about 35 pounds?
34
pounds. Like, stop. You have to buy cupcakes. Who's going to say no to how old is she?
What are you going
to?
Seven.
Who's going to say no to a seven-year-old girl?
Exactly.
Okay? And the 300-pound guy was standing behind her. That would be me, casting a dirty look, saying, really? You're not going to buy a cupcake from her? But the same thing happened this sale, guys, as your sale. When it first opened, people showed up from everywhere, bought cupcakes and left. They weren't even coming to the range.
Yeah.
We had a family, the one that was in the video on my website, the Colin Driss family.
Mm-hmm.
They came on their way home from Wildwood, the husband and wife and two kids. Wow. They stopped on the way home from Wildwood,
just
picked
up
a dozen cupcakes and then went
just
home,
to show support.
You know, just for support. That's what we have
yes.
here.
That's what we have in the shooting community, period.
And absolutely.
Isn't it true, even in the women's shooting community, is no different than the general shooting community?
We forgot. You didn't even talk about it. You guys are lousy salesmen. You're great instructors, but lousy salesmen. So I pay $25 for SAW. What do I get for my $25 besides all these free seminars and classes and knowledge? You didn't even pitch what you get for the membership.
You do know that I was in sales for 14 years before staying home with the
kids.
Well,
let's go.
Well, you definitely get the discount here at the range.
You get a 10% discount on membership or range time, is it? How does it work?
Membership
one or the other.
One or the other. So if you join as a member, you get 10% off your membership. If you're not a member, every time you come in, you get 10% off your range time.
Your part. Mm-hmm.
What else do you get?
Some of our events are members only. Like
we have discounted tuitions for some of our events, and that's members only. We also have a lot of sponsors that have given us some pretty generous discounts on even buying rifles, $100 off any rifle from...
The list is all on the website.
It's all
on
the
click through the homepage. You get
so I get my $25 back right away after I finish
absolutely.
My surgery.
Sure.
Okay.
And it's sawshootingclub.com.
Get 10% off on your surgery, too.
Nice.
SAWshootingclub.com. Take a look.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman. tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law, the Bright Orange Gun Law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire Radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
So if you're wondering what Michael Bloomberg's been doing since he left office as New York City mayor, he's producing television commercials now. He's got a new anti-gun television commercial that he did with Everytown. Let's take a listen.
Who is it? 911, what's your emergency?
It's my ex. He's trying to break in.
Do you have a restraining order?
This is my
yes,
house!
Please, my son family. Is here!
Open the door!
I need you to stay calm.
He just broke in the door. You need to come now. Get away from him! Hey! Put him down! Get away! Get out of here!
Stop. I'm taking him!
And he pulls a Derringer out of his pocket.
Was it a Derringer? It was a Glock.
It was a Glock.
The black one.
The black gun.
The black one.
And, of course, the crying baby for effect in the background.
Of course, the obligatory crying baby.
Now, the only thing this commercial has done so far has sent women running to gun stores to buy guns, because it is a perfect depiction of what happens in a situation where you have domestic violence, mm-hmm. and a woman is not armed. And it's amazing how they get this cheesy sort of, you know, waif-looking guy who just came from Starbucks, who's breaking in and out, has a hard time getting the gun out of his pocket.
Mm-hmm. His hoodie.
Out of his hoodie.
He had a gray hoodie. So listen to this. I watched the snippet on The View. They showed this on The View to support gun control. What happened?
Keep going.
Okay, they showed this on The View to support gun control. I don't know what that means. And I only know this sign language right there. And the ladies watched the video, and one of the women on The View said, oh, well, you know, I wouldn't have a gun in my house because I have children. The other 3 women ganged up on her and all came to agreement with the audience that they would rather have a gun.
Fantastic.
So now, yesterday I was the talking head on Chasey, New Jersey. They called me up and they Skyped me in on this, and they thought, they wanted my opinion on it. Well, first of all, we're getting phone calls and emails from women that have watched the video that want to learn how to use a gun now because it scared the hell out of them. So I brought up the facts. First of all, a restraining order is a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
The woman on the phone, do you have a restraining order? What good is that? The old saying from Colonel Jeff Cooper, when you need help in seconds, the police arrive when? In minutes. The average response time is 11 minutes in the United States
right now.
Okay, it's down from 14 because they don't respond for a lot of them anymore. So they don't count those. So
yeah,
it's 11-minute response
you have to text
time.
In, right?
The other thing I discussed on Chasing New Jersey is Warren versus Washington, right?
Yeah. Was it Warren v. D.C.?
Warren v. D.C. because the police, the Supreme Court said the police are under no obligation to protect you. They are there to take a report and investigate afterwards, okay?
And cannot be held responsible for responding to 911. They have no no duty to respond to
And that's from 1975,
yes.
And that law is still on the books mm-hmm. with the Supreme Court.
And has been upheld in California and in Nevada
and in Massachusetts.
In Massachusetts.
The one woman that the husband, she called 3 times,
yeah.
the 2 times they came out, the third time. time they didn't come and he murdered her. The family sued and they said, nope, sorry, nope. Warren versus DC, you police have no duty to protect. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this video backfired on them. I don't know what they were thinking, who the filmographers were or whatever, what they were thinking when they made it.
It's perfect because this is the typical know-nothing producer who has no idea about firearms, who just comes in and creates the scenario and doesn't really see what's going on in why firearms are necessary in the home. They're blinded by this, by their own prejudice of firearms.
And the other thing I said on Chasing New Jersey was, if we pressed a button right now and made all guns illegal, would the criminals still not have them? Let's go back to the 20s with Prohibition.
Right.
They banned alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Did that stop alcohol?
No, it did not.
It created a whole black market.
Yeah.
So the criminals will have guns, but the law-abiding citizens won't have guns.
Right.
So a woman like Sherry or a woman like Sandy, they won't have a tool to protect themselves.
Correct.
But the criminal will, or the ex-husband with the restraining order, could go over to Mexico or whatever.
But that doesn't seem to bother any of the politicians, does it?
No. No.
It really doesn't, because they don't think that far ahead.
The other point I'd like to bring up is that if you look at him and you look at somebody like me, why does he need a gun to kill her?
Right.
They're pitching it that if he didn't have that gun, she'd be alive.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm 4'11".
Right.
Look at Anthony. I mean, does he need a gun to end my life?
Right. Exactly right.
I'll just choke her out.
You just choke me out. Well, I know jujitsu.
She's jujitsu and Krav Maga. There'll be none of that shit. Okay?
She knows Krav Maga.
Correct. She'll bend me. I'll look like a Bavarian
like
pretzel.
A freaking pretzel. Yeah, we'll have to sprinkle you with salt. Yeah.
But I see that commercial, and I just think, you know, there's at least 2 minutes where I could be defending myself if I had a firearm.
Right.
It's a shame that people buy this.
Yeah, before he even kicks in the door, you say, come through the door, I'll blow your brains.
Ladies that are listening, men, join the SAW group and learn how to properly store your gun, learn how to properly use your gun, learn how to properly access your gun. These are the things that are important, not banning guns with law-abiding citizens.
That should be taught. These are the things that should be taught to educate women to be able to protect themselves.
We have a great private Facebook group, a closed, where all these kinds of questions come up on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Often with a lot of women who are new shooters, will post stuff and ask questions about if they have kids at home or when can they try stuff out. Every month when we have our meetups here, we've had new people every single time, and we get really great feedback. Thank you so much.
And all
for
they have to do is apply to the Facebook group and
absolutely
just has to be added.
Yep. Just has to be added.
Their other friends can't see what they're asking. It's a closed group, so.
Nice.
So there's an outlet for you guys. Now, you know, we usually do a learning segment like around segment 3, but while we're talking about this stupid Bloomberg video that backfired, I'm from the school that I believe ladies need to train 2, 3, 4, 5 times harder than men. Sandy just said she's 4'11". Sherry, 5 foot?
Maybe
5 foot, okay? You know, and the two of them together don't weigh as much as me. They look like targets. Predators look for prey.
Exactly.
What could be better than Sandy loading her kids into the car with her back turned, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this situational awareness, Sherry brought it up a few minutes ago. One of you guys, did you say it?
Was that Sandy?
I'll give Sherry the credit, though.
Thank you.
Okay. She's sitting closer to me. So with situational awareness, these are the things that they're going to teach, because women have to train harder because it's a testosterone industry with the guns. So the women have to come in. You know, imagine an instructor saying to the women, well, everybody has to get down in a kneeling position, but sorry, Missy, you don't have to if you don't want to, you know? The real women that train are like, hell no, I'm doing it just like everybody else.
It's like when they tell you to do girl push-ups if you want to.
Wait a minute, that's what I do in the gym. I do the girl push-ups. Wait.
Yes, that's not right. You shouldn't. Yes, that's
so
not right.
Women need to train harder. Women need to look at it from a different perspective. Why? Usually the woman is in most modern relationships today, the woman is the one who has the kids, even though they work too. I want to talk more about this when we come back, guys, about scenarios. Mm-hmm. Maybe you want to share some situations from your students or yourself. Mm-hmm. For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home.
As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids, and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and Corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom.
Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedom with news, commentary, and issues you'll never hear discussed on the mainstream media, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the largest Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
This segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, W-A-L-D-O-R-F, chiropractic.com. Dr. Eric is in Bridgewater, New Jersey. He wrote his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. Dr. Eric also got on a health kick like me. He goes to the gym every day. He's looking great, unbelievable. If you need a chiropractor or you know someone within a 30-mile radius of Bridgewater, New Jersey, go in, mention Gun for Hire Radio. You will get special treatment from the doc. As usual, support those who support us. You know, you could reach out to the doc, too, if you want to have him come to a class for, like, you know, because he talks to me all the time, his wife, Karen, how women's frames are built differently, mm-hmm. and he helps her out with her shooting. He would definitely come up and do something.
Really?
Yeah without a doubt.
Great. I love chiropractic.
Without a doubt. You know, he would definitely come up and help you out. He's like that. Every time we have something, when I finish the radio show, there'll be an email from him volunteering. What do you need? Do you need this? You know. Mm-hmm. He came up that Saturday for the cupcake sale. He's on a massive diet. He didn't buy anything. He just threw a 20 in the jar. I mean,
he's
that's the type of people
we
want.
Absolutely.
So, ladies, Sherry said during the break, she said, by the way, I've never been treated like a woman in any of your urban classes at Gunfire. And I said, yeah, and you never will, or I'll fire them, because everybody trains the same, you know?
Mm-hmm. Same sit-ups, same everything.
Correct. I mean, same sit-ups, push-ups. No girl push-ups. I just saw a post on a gun forum. Somebody's going to West Virginia for training, and it's going to rain, and they want to know what anything special they should prepare
for. Is there a rain day?
So, of course, I commented, if it ain't raining, you ain't training.
Yeah.
You know, I took Mag 40 and Mag 80 with Masada Yubin, a torrential downpour. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Mass is like, whatever. Put your slicker
and
on
like,
and get out there.
Fall or something.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Oh, it was cold it was and everything. Cold. But you know what? We did it. My biggest complaint was my cigar was wet. I couldn't light it on the firing line.
I told them just don't bring a Star Ledger umbrella like my husband did to a rainy match.
I saw your post. Yeah. I saw your post. Would it blow up?
They were going to shoot it.
Yeah. Oh, Star Ledger.
Put it on a target and shoot it.
Yeah, you don't want that. Bring like a Wall Street Journal or Washington Times.
Not the Post.
By the way, a correction. Emily Miller is with Fox News now. She's not with the Washington Times anymore, by the way.
Oh,
she's been reporting on a lot of cases. So, ladies, you talked about it as you know, you both have three kids, right?
I have four.
Oh,
she,
four and
she
three.
Wins.
Four and three. you know what it's like to go food shopping. And what about like when you're in a house, the kids are running around jumping. Most of the time, the washer and dryer tends to be in the basement or the back of the house, and they're noisy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could jimmy the front door and walk right in. These are things that they're going to teach you in the SOAR group that when you come, how to prepare yourself, the proper mindset. Am I right or wrong?
Absolutely.
And you've all had close calls with violent encounters, correct? Sharon, what were you saying before?
About a long time ago, before I became a gun owner, I was walking in an area that I had lived in previously, but I had come back to visit, and I was in kind of a different circumstance. I was with my then husband. We were chatting, and as I was walking past the known drug house, I guess, there were people sitting out front, and I knew the minute before we were mugged that it was going to happen.
You felt it, huh?
I felt it, ignored... You know, a lot of the things that...
Normalcy bias?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We were chatting, and I knew, like, the minute before, and I was about to say something to him, and the two guys came around and held us up at gunpoint.
Oh, at gunpoint. Oh, at that point, you have to give them whatever they asked for.
Yeah, I was not as good as I should have been, but yes. Okay. And I knew the minute before, like, the street, all of a sudden, all the kids were gone, all the people were gone, all the... And I think when we do our self-defense class on August 13th, those are some of the things we're going to talk about, what to notice before, how to hold yourself, how to walk...
Isn't it something how you felt it before it happened, though?
I knew the instant before.
Right?
You always do.
Yep.
And that's predators.
Something's going on.
Like when you see an animal look up and look around, they sense something. Right. We're the same way. Right. It's just that over the years, we've become so... What should I say? Domesticated?
Yeah, or left-brained, really. Yes. I mean,
the problem is mentality.
You know, that's all right brain putting that together. Mm-hmm. And the problem that we have, especially as a society, we're so left-brain dominant that you know that you feel something that's wrong, but you can't even communicate it because the right brain does not have a sense of communication. It doesn't allow itself to communicate. And by the time it's trying to tap the left brain on the shoulder and say, hey, there's something wrong, and the left brain keeps saying, no, shut up, there's nothing wrong, boom, it happens. So, but you do get that sixth sense almost.
So now you two, with your heightened state of awareness and all the training you do, guns, hand-to-hand, self-defense and everything, when you go to a restaurant with your significant other, do you have to arm wrestle for the best seat?
No.
Oh, see, because I always jump and grab the best seat with my back to the wall.
Is that called the mafia seat? So you can see it.
You could call it the mafia seat, but like, do you trip Pete to make sure you get the better seat when you go out or no?
I like to sit with my back to the wall so I can see everything.
I always make sure I get a good seat.
Yeah, see, so I'm always that person.
I hate having my back to the door.
Everybody that's with me knows now. When I go out with somebody or something, they just wait and see. They wait to see where I'm going to sit, and then they can have whatever seats are left over, you know? But I'll say to a waiter or a waitress, well, you can't say it anymore. I say to the server or the hostess, I'm like, no, I don't like that table. I want that one over there. Right. Otherwise, I'm leaving, you know, because I don't want to. I want to see what's going on.
Right, exactly.
And it's amazing how we go through life like that. Before I approach my car, when I leave a mall, I look around. I look in the back of the car as I'm entering it, you know. I'm just
before you walk into a convenience store or a bank.
Look around.
You wait for a second in the parking lot and look around. I don't want to walk into the middle of a holdup. That's for sure.
There are times where I've not held the elevator door and I've been in it by myself for people. And someone will say, well, that's really rude. But if I'm in the elevator by myself and I see someone come, hold the elevator. Nah. Sometimes I'm, whoops.
Sorry. Where's the button for that? Bye.
Yeah, I don't blame you because you don't want to be in an elevator with a guy my size. You know, you see these videos. What's his name? Rice, the football player. He beat his wife to a pulp.
Right.
Yes.
And he got a 2-week game suspension for that. Yeah, well, isn't that nice? Yeah. Well, it was his fiance at the time, and she forgave him and married him.
She did.
Because now, after another beating, when she divorces him, she gets Huff. All right, she had to decide. Can I sustain another one of those beatings for $16 million? I guess so.
Only the second one's always rougher and easier than the first one.
I feel bad for the woman, to be honest with you, because most leopards don't change their spots. So,
never.
So what about you, Sandy? You've been around. Any encounters?
Well, yes. I've walked into my house that had been ransacked.
What a feeling.
It's a feeling. Sometimes it's like you said, something's off, but you can't put your finger on it. And one of the things that I do ever since that happened, especially now I have three small children, I never... open the door, let the kids run in, then come in with the bags and everything. I always go in first and just make sure everything's as I left it. There's things that I don't care about that are replaceable that I know would be the first things gone if somebody had ransacked the house or had been in there. And I make sure the dogs look, you know, the same. And then I put my bags down, I go out, and I get my kids, and I bring them in the house. So, I don't ever want to walk into a house and then have to retrieve my kids from different rooms.
Because they won't understand, and it's hard to get them all to play the same game and get them all out. You know, why? Why are we going? Whatever. And you're
pulling
them by their hair.
One runs to their laptop, one runs to the refrigerator, and
Are we done?
No.
Oh, listen. Just,
we're done for now.
I want to talk about why it's important everything when we come back. Something. I don't know what, though. From now on.
What kind of people choose Platinum? They're serious people. Serious about living life to its fullest. People who play as hard as they work. Not afraid to chart their own course. The kind of people who know quality and can appreciate excellence. They're the toughest critics we know. Very selective when it comes to how they invest their time and their money. They enjoy the finer things in life and the company of others who share the same values. You have two choices in life. You can blend into the background, or you can be distinct. Choose Platinum. Enjoy the distinction. This is your moment. Apply today.
So what I like hearing, I mean, these guys have been through stuff. When you get into SAW and you start taking classes from them, the two co-founders that are heading it are women with multiple children.
You're right.
So when they're teaching you, it's not Anthony saying, well, this could happen or that could happen. It's Sherry or Sandy saying, this did happen.
Right.
And this is what I did, and this is what you should do.
Right.
This is what I did wrong then, and this is what I would do right now. So there's nothing like getting it, for lack of a better term, straight from the horse's mouth.
Right. It's not hearsay anymore. It's
rather
not
than going to Joe Schmidt, the leading expert in female self-defense. Wait a minute.
Which is so prevalent.
Wait, of course. Which is like, wait a minute, Joe.
Yeah.
You know, have you used the ladies' room before?
Right.
Do you carry a purse?
Do you stand or sit?
Did you, you know, even though today, you know, traditional roles are kind of broken. Both women work in many households, but still, who's it fall upon for the due to food shopping and other domestic crap like that? You know, unless you're Sandy. She's giving me that look.
I was just
going to
say, Pete does the food shopping.
Pete's home ironing right now. Okay? He's like, oh, shit. Oh, I got this whole stack to finish before she gets back from the radio show and she shoots her. Or she won't give me my ammo allowance this week.
She's like my wife. The other night when, you know, they're like, you want to shoot another round? I can't. I got to go home and cook, I said.
He cooks. He does the cooking.
That's not a problem. But still, normally, who has the kids most of the time, Sandy?
Oh, I do.
Okay. You're lugging them around. You're bringing them to school. You're bringing them to play dates or whatever. Sherry, same thing?
Mine are a little older. But, yeah, I remember when they were small, when I took the pepper spray class before I became an instructor, and I asked the person who was teaching it, and I said, well, you're teaching me all these things, but I'm often with a child in one arm, a stroller in the other. I've got bags. I've got a purse. Where? How am I going to hold the spray? What am I going to do? What
he if didn't it hits? Know.
He didn't know.
It's very specific when you're.
Of course, he didn't know.
Right.
You know, I'd be dumbfounded too, and I'd defer to another woman in the class. So, what would you do?
How would you answer
exactly? You know, Sandy, it's a perfect excuse for you to dress in drag for a few months and
it
get a
be.
Woman's perspective for the radio show.
I'll
go shopping for you this weekend.
You could be a guest member for a month.
I could.
Uh-huh.
I could do that.
I want to thumbs up, guys, and you could listen. You're not done. You're here till the end. Alan Gura and the Second Amendment Foundation kicked ass again.
Yes, they did.
Last Saturday, a federal judge reversed the decision after a 5-year challenge, Palmer versus D.C., where you could carry in District of Columbia, okay? And this judge ripped apart all the previous judge's decision, stating Heller and McDonald.
Yeah.
So what happens is the attorney for D.C. went before the judge and requested a stay.
Of course.
So D.C. had right to carry for half a day Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
And everybody
they had
carried.
Right to carry for 4.5 days.
And
people were carrying everywhere. Okay? Now we have a 90-day stay where they're re-reviewing the case. This, my friends, is a huge victory. Don't tell me we can't get right to carry in New Jersey, and don't tell me we're not going to get federal right to carry, because right now 38 states issue CCWs without restrictions. Six states issue with restrictions. That's 44 states. There's only six states left standing, and we're one of them.
Right.
When D.C. falls completely, there's five states left. The next thing I just got on the wire yesterday is there's another case in California. California is getting inundated with these cases for right to carry because rural California has been carrying guns for years.
Yes, for a long time. Because it's county by county in California.
Correct. Okay. And this woman, Michelle Laxon, who was denied a carry permit in San Diego, her and a handful of other residents, other women too, these women said they're going to fight it to the end, right to the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court.
Good for them.
Okay? So we have this case. We had the Peruta case that's still coming up.
Right.
So we have this. It's the Laxon case, the Peruta case. We have the Palmer case in D.C. The Supreme Court's going to have to hear a right to carry case eventually. The House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate both have reciprocity bills that are languishing right now. And just like Evan Knappen said, let's push one, anyone, even if it has flaws, even if New Jersey is not included, because under the 14th Amendment with equal protection, we're going to get it eventually anyway.
Right.
So these ladies, what they're doing, like with their fashion shows and way to carry, you had a holster event. That I went to that. I donated holsters that because I have a couple of bins full. They all have holsters because they wanted to show women how hard it is for a woman to conceal a gun because, you know, another Colonel Jeff Cooperism is, Clint Smith, excuse me, carrying a gun should be comforting, not comfortable. We all know you've been to Pennsylvania. Is it comfortable carrying a gun?
It can be, sure.
I don't know about that. Not for me.
Not for
Where
me.
Is it comfortable?
For me?
You? Yeah.
In a little... What's that? The King Tuck, the little leather holster.
Oh, okay.
You have to wear yoga pants. See, that's the big mistake.
Now that I do girl push-ups, I'm gonna might as well get yoga pants.
If you have yoga pants and one of those in the clip inside, you forget you have
it's
it
not
on.
Bad.
You're doing it all wrong.
Nice.
Can you get the firearm out with yoga pants on though? I mean, it doesn't come out holding the holster. Or?
No,
Sandy wore it in the low light, no light class.
Wow.
Yes, I showed up for my first class in yoga pants.
Cool.
Nice.
Real
quick letter. Stephen Kelly, who's a gold member. He went and applied.
This is great because it shows that it's working.
In late December, he applied for his FID card and one pistol permit in Hackensack. I was only allowed to come in and present my paperwork on Tuesdays between the hours of 10 and 2. Needless to say, I had to take a day off to work to get it. After months and months of calling them to check on things with no acceptable answers, it finally took 9.5 months to come through. I was amazed how long it took. It was crazy. Recently, I decided it was time to apply for more pistol permits, and this time I wanted two. I called the police station to see if the days and hours were the same. They said it's still on Tuesday only, and now it could be turned in between the hours of 9 and 10 a.m.
Down to 1 hour.
1 hour. Wow. Only during that 1 hour window each week while you submit paperwork for permits. I was furious and ready for another almost year-long battle. Now I find out there is a new sergeant in charge of firearms. This should be interesting. I overheard the sergeant convince the girl that went in before me to change her request from one permit to two. He said better have it and not need it than need it and have it go through the process all again. He was like, wow. Then I went in. He also made sure I was applying for two permits instead of one. I asked the sergeant what the time frame was I was looking at, and he told me how long it took last time. To my surprise, he said they are averaging 10 business day turnarounds for issuing permits. I kind of chuckled. Well, he lied. My permits weren't ready in 10 days. They were ready in 9. Well, Stephen, thank you. We had sent, ANJRPC sent a letter to Hackensack. We also sued Hackensack, okay, for
apparently
the extraneous stuff. Well, they after we sued them, they stopped doing it, and then they went back to doing it.
Really?
And then Dan Schmutter sent them another aggressive letter, and that's why he's getting his permits in 9 days now.
Okay. See the cupcake sales work.
We need to listen. Unity and activism is key.
Absolutely.
What these ladies are doing with the SAW group, key. What ANJRPC is doing is key. SAF, what they're doing is key. The recall effort that's coming soon is going to be unbelievable.
Yep.
Just waiting for a few powers to get back from vacation, and we're going to have a huge summit, and we're going to set that one off. But I think everything is aligning. Obama's approval rating is dangerously low, okay?
Yeah.
If another Democrat wants to get in, I think the new Democrat that wants to be president is going to have to lean a little more to the right because Obama's been so far to the left. And don't think we can't get a reciprocity bill attached to some kind of welfare or immigration bill and get it to go through. Not with 44 states issuing carry permits.
Right. Well, we said it so many times here that we've taken just about every route we can. Now it's time for us to use a grassroots approach in order to get people educated mm-hmm. and to get people angry about what's going on, but not angry to the point that they're carrying stupid picket signs.
Right.
Get to a point where you're actually making a difference, where you're saying, okay, legislator, this is what you want to do. We don't want you here anymore. Go. Mm-hmm. We'll fire you.
Sandy, what gun was comfortable in yoga pants? Because I'm on Amazon.com ordering yoga pants right now.
My M&P9 shield.
Okay.
You can
I'll buy the pants for you.
Hairband pants if you want to.
I don't even know what they are.
I don't either. But okay. It sounds kind of interesting.
Sherry, have you carried in PA?
No.
Okay.
I carry at home sometimes.
Okay. You're around the house?
Yeah.
We highly recommend
I always do.
That. We highly recommend having the gun on your person. It's mm-hmm. great homework and practice for when you're out in the world carrying a gun, and it's just nice to have it on you. Again, when you have kids in the house, you can't mm-hmm. leave it in the bathroom. You know, mm-hmm. you can't just take it off. But there's no quicker way to have a gun because, you're all over the house. Sandy, mm-hmm. you're all over the house during the day when you're home with the three kids.
Definitely.
And, if I break in and cut off her path at a house right before she throat punches me and cracks my spine.
After the dogs have ripped both of your arms.
Alvin's going to get me. How many dogs?
I have three dogs.
And one is Alvin, the lovable shepherd, mm-hmm. unless you piss him off.
Right.
But yes, see, dogs are a great line of defense, but it's hard to own dogs. I have a dog too.
He can't always have a dog.
I'm going away this weekend. Rob's watching Winston. It's tough with a dog, but there is nothing better. 2 o'clock in the morning when that dog starts barking, there's something going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else? Now, since we're in this room with the creative juices talking,
flowing.
What else are you guys thinking about doing? Because we have a long winter and fall, winter and spring ahead of us, and I'm in for anything. That anything you guys want to have here, I'll do it.
Well, let's see. We have a lot. Actually, we have a lot of really good ideas. One that I'd really like to do is bring an anti to the range day, like contest type thing, and whoever converts somebody.
I think it's great.
That's a free membership.
Whoever converts somebody is going to get a really cool prize.
I'm definitely willing to sponsor that
event. And we're going to call it that, too.
Okay. I'm willing to sponsor that event.
Oh, yes.
I will supply the range time and ammo and targets and rental guns for those antis that you're bringing.
That's a great idea.
How's that?
I have a lot of antis in my immediate family, so I may win my own prize, but... We're also going to have an intro to kids shooting. 22.
Oh, that's great.
22 rimfire only, so it doesn't hurt their ears or anything.
We have one more. Hold that thought, Sandy. Okay. Intro to kids. Hold that intro to shooting for kids. We can shoot the kids?
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Crank it up, let's go, crank it up, it's Gun for Hire Radio.
My buddy Oscar was here the other day with his Prius to get a gun for hire. I will not comply magnet for the back.
Did you stick them all over the back of it?
No, no. He bought one. You know, anybody that wants them, we have the gun for hire magnets and the I will not comply magnets. If you want to stick them on your car, if you don't want to use a sticker, they work really, really good. And all the money goes to Operation Strike Force, by the way. All the profits. We also have shirts. We have coffee mugs coming. And a bunch of other swag for the holidays.
Swag. Nice.
So this is a shooting at the kids seminar or teach the kids how to shoot seminar because everybody got excited.
No, we'll save that for the teenagers.
Okay. Oh, nice.
So Shari's really good with teaching children. It's her specialty. So we were thinking of having an event for kids 8 and up because that's when they're approved to shoot in an indoor range with double ear protection. And we're going to limit it to 22s so it's not too loud for
rifles,
them.
Rifles, handguns, or both?
Both.
Oh, that's good.
Both. Yeah. And hopefully it's something the kids can do with their parents. And
boys and girls?
I guess.
Yeah.
I think that's a phenomenal idea that to have
what
that.
A great idea. What is this? Go ahead.
Yeah, you work with amateurs. Anyway, did you change your medication?
I did.
Nice.
I did. I lowered it. I thought I was better.
You know, what other events? Come on, Shari, give us something else. I know you always come in here with a ton of stuff for me.
We do have an intro to shooting event coming up here in October, is it?
October 26th, I believe.
It's on the website.
It's on the website.
Our website. There's still some spots left.
The website was again?
SAWshootingclub.com.
SAWshootingclub.com. Go on and check it out. Bookmark that page. Support these ladies. I mean, they're not making a salary on this. This is because they love what they do. This is all volunteerism here, you know, and they need the support. And also, by the way, if anybody listening is interested in sponsoring or donating anything to the club, I'm sure they can always use some 22 ammo and they can use cleaning materials or anything else. If you're listening, you know, if you're a guy and you can't join the club, you can support the club.
Where can they drop that off if they have some
They can support it here. They can support it here. Bring it in a bag or a box. Put Saw on it. Attention Shari or Sandy. S-H-A-R-I or Sandy. And I'll make sure they get it. They're here all the time shooting anyway.
And with our membership, if you go on, we do have people who have sponsors us. So if anybody has a business and wants to offer something for only our members.
Is there something, any kind of an arrangement where you could actually sponsor a woman to say, well, you know, I'll pay
you
her
mean like
dues
a Feed the Children thing?
Yeah, like a Feed the Children.
Oh, like for a class.
Like if you have, for a class or something like that, if, you know, if somebody.
Sure, why not?
Maybe a woman wants to do this, but maybe she just doesn't have the means in order to attend
a
class.
That's a great idea.
Like
that's
I said,
idea.
I said that earlier, you guys that are listening, if you have a female friend or family that you think would be interested, spend the $25 and send them an email that you're doing it in, you know, Roseanne's name or whatever, and then the ladies here will reach out to them and get them into Saw. I mean, that's a beautiful thing.
And you, when you have your classes and you have your events and different things like that, obviously, do you charge for the events? Or, you know, for different
some
classes?
Events, some events are paid for. Some are free events.
Okay, great.
Some you get a member discount. Some are open to the public with a member discount. Some of your events are free. They just do it that they want to do it, you know.
Right. And some of the paid events too. Maybe if you guys want to donate, anybody out there wants to donate, really?
There are people that have said they would love to do all the classes, but they have limited budgets. So it would be great if somebody wanted to.
Little scholarship sort of a thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
You cheap bastards, write a check for $50 or $100 send it to Saw and say help defray some costs and we'll do it. Because women are the future here. We got to break that old white guy stereotype.
I have to say that I really wish that something like this had existed when I started shooting. I remember when I came to my first step pistol and I went on and I said, where are all the women? And you said, they're there, but there's just not a place for them to come together.
Correct.
So that was one of the reasons why I really wanted to get this going. And it took a little while and I needed to find the right person to do it with.
I need more Saw paperwork information, too. It's all gone.
You know, another advantage,
I have two resources for you.
Okay.
If a guy is shooting in the house and his wife is familiar with handguns, his ride going to the range or buying a new gun when he wants one is likely to be a lot easier on him.
I see it all the time. I see it all the time. They come in like, you know, Gary and his wife come in that I was speaking about earlier. They're into this sport together, man.
Yeah.
You know, and she shot the co-ed steel, and she was the only female, and guess what? She kicked everybody's ass, and she never shot before with steel, you know, with the pressure, with a timer. But you're right. You can come together. You go separate. You're right. You can share each other's guns.
And you,
can
always know what to get each other for Christmas, birthdays, anniversary.
Nothing says a birthday. The first, I met Sherry in a lesson in the first year we knew her, she had a birthday. What did we buy you for your birthday?
Ammo.
Nothing says happy birthday like
that's
ammo.
Right. My husband said, we're 8 years married. What's 8 years? Is that linen? I said, no, it's Glock.
Glock related.
I love it. And that's what we need. Again, a woman's perspective of what guns work and what guns don't work. You know, like women come in all the time and they're like, I shoot my husband's gun and I don't like it. What is it? It's the H&K P30. The gun is a monster. Mm-hmm. You know, and the woman's 5 foot tall. Her hands could just barely wrap around the grip of the gun. And that's why I have rental guns here. And you guys can
either way,
take anything off the wall during the class.
Either that or it's a little air weight.
Oh, yeah. That kicks
that
like
slams
a
their hand.
Yeah. And every month we've had people, everyone shares their gun. So when they come, all the members come, so people can come and try out. That's how I found the carry gun, you know, the small gun that I wanted. I tried all, people would come to meetups. I tried them all until I found the bodyguard, which is what worked for me.
And then these ladies have the perennial volunteers, like Rosie.
We have our men's auxiliary.
Yes. Men's auxiliary. They have Rosie.
Like Captain Ed.
Captain Ed, Hildebrand.
Captain Ed,
these guys are, you know, they are always volunteering. Vincent. They're coming out with their guns. Vincent's sister Nino.
They teach the first aid.
Yes, he's teaching the first aid. They're doing a first aid class, too. I mean, they can do CPR, first aid, AED for children and infants. So it's not just about guns, which is what I love. But, you know, I know it sounds like a whole public service announcement, but I'm excited by this club.
When it is
Sherry
exciting
and the guys approached me.
This is exactly what we need. You know, this whole grassroots thing has to start with mothers and women.
Because it does.
They're the ones that change the world. Absolutely.
We're the swing vote.
Absolutely.
And another thing I want to mention, too, is part of our mission is to integrate women into the firearms community, not just have our women's club.
Yeah.
I mean, women really need to be comfortable around men. It's a base part of self-defense is not being intimidated because there's a guy next to you. You know, get them in, get them comfortable so they don't feel silly or self-conscious. And then, you know, we want them with the guys shooting right alongside.
Great idea. It's such a great idea.
You're going to teach proper throat punching, too?
Nice.
On Bill, yes.
On Bill Furon?
Yes.
What about John Uzzolino, too?
He didn't volunteer.
Here, right.
So I volunteer John.
Uzzolino is smart.
Okay? I volunteer John. I also volunteer Rob.
Bring a cup, guys.
Okay.
Rob, by the way, was a great instructor for our AR class.
Thank you.
Just the statement time. Hurt.
Thank you. Rob spearheaded their, was ladies only AR
ladies
class,
ladies only. We
right?
had 13 people.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's
it was great.
It was focused on the AR platform. Sherry was the first female to build an AR with the Gun for Hire Build-A-Bear program, by the way.
Yes, I was.
She'd been around a while here with us.
When I saw that come up in my email, I was like, I have to take this class.
Okay. And she built her own gun from the ground up, and she still shoots it today, right?
I do, and then I built a second one by myself.
See? She learned enough. Fantastic. Of course she had to build a second one by herself.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's a beautiful thing. And Sandy and her husband, Pete, are in a race to see who can take more classes here.
Yeah.
Which is
I'm
great.
Winning.
Ladies, I can't thank you enough. For the last time, give us the website.
It's sawshootingclub.com. And all the links are there to our Facebook, our Instagram, Twitter, everything.
Please take a look and send people there who you know. Send the women in your life there. It's very, very important to get them involved.
You know, ladies are welcome in the FU Bloomberg Lounge outside,
yes,
too.
Yes, they are.
Okay, just come out, hang out, have a nice tea, a vape, a cigar, cigarette.
Provide
we don't
cigars.
Care.
They don't care.
You know, we could get them Tipperillos or something. Imagine if I said, should a gentleman offer a lady a Tipperillo? She'll punch me in the throat.
That's right.
You need a throat punch sound effect.
See? Evan Knappen will be here Friday, October 17th. Who's taking the Knappen class?
I took it.
It was good?
It was very good.
Okay. So, see, Sherry's taking everything.
I didn't take that one yet.
Sherry, we're doing a class on the shuttle next month, so you might as well sign up.
I'm still waiting for the helicopter.
Helicopter. Marcus Max will be doing his ballistics class here. The doctor, we have a forensic psychologist who's going to be teaching two classes here, which are phenomenal. And what else? Our new clinics are killing it. Our test drives. We talked about the Build-A-Bear, build your own AR anytime, any place. Enjoy the rest of your summer. I'm out.
Well, looks like you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC in New York, New York, and the licensed broadcast music incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, ladies, SAWshootingclub.com. Yep. Sandy and Shari, thank you so much
for being here.
Please, guys, support this. It's a really cool thing. If you got some extra ammo, drop it off at the range. You can even mail it in. Just put my name on it. Okay.
That's not happening.
We love you guys. See you next week. From sea to the shine.